Marjorie Taylor Greene on drones, members of Congress are still in the dark. By Hannah Knudsen on December 17, 2024. Members of Congress are still in the dark about drone sightings across the Garden State and beyond. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, said on Tuesday, demanding answers. The American people are greatly concerned about the unidentified drones flying over the Northeast. We've asked everyone for a classified briefing. And members of Congress are still in the dark, the Congresswoman said. But my understanding is that the Biden administration would just tell us the same things they're telling the public. People are seeing airplanes, helicopters, and stars. No one is buying it, she exclaimed. It's time for the government to come clean. President-elect Trump addressed the ongoing concerns and mounting questions over the drones during a Monday press conference at Mar-a-Lago, making it clear that the government knows what is going on but is leaving the American people in the dark. The government knows what is happening, he said. Our military knows where they took off from. If it's a garage, they can go right into that garage. They know where it came from and where it went, and for some reason they don't want to comment, Trump continued. And I think they'd be better off saying what it is. Our military knows, and our president knows, he said, adding, and for some reason they want to keep people in suspense. Something strange is going on. For some reason, they don't want to tell the people. And they should, because the people are really. I mean, they happen to be over Bedminster if you want to know the truth, Trump said. They're very close to Bedminster. Watch, our military knows. Trump claims government is keeping citizens in the dark about mystery drones. This coincides with the viral remarks from Belleville Mayor Michael Mellem, who said during an appearance on Good Day New York that they are obviously looking for something with the drones and noting that it very well could have to do with searching for radioactive material. We know for a fact it's not little green men, and more than likely, it's not a foreign adversary, because they would be able to figure out how to turn off the blinking lights, he began. These drones are huge. We had a mayor yesterday on the call with the White House telling them that he had 6-foot drones hovering over his house. Yet they continue to tell us we don't know what we're talking about. It's misidentification. Certainly there's some misidentification probably going on. But I could assure you that we are seeing drones in New Jersey all over the place. He continued before addressing reports that the U.S. government could be searching for radioactive material. I know that we were told by our state police that we have assets over our critical infrastructure. Now, depending on your point of view, that's either concerning or comforting, he said, explaining that he finds it comforting because it's probably us listening and watching. We also know that we have drones that are flying in a grid-like pattern. In my opinion, they're looking for something. What might they be looking for? Well, potentially, we're aware of a threat that came in. Maybe that's radioactive material, he said. There was, and there is an alert that's out right now that radioactive material in New Jersey has gone missing on December 2nd. It was a shipment. It arrived at its destination. The container was damaged and was empty, he said, explaining it was lost in New Jersey in transit. And again, this is just an example of what I think that we're sniffing for. I think we do have the assets that can go up and fly around and sniffing, which is why we're not seeing the uptick we used to see in Belleville anymore. It's kind of moving, but we're seeing alerts that it's happening now in Pennsylvania, he said. When asked why the government will not be forthcoming about what is going on, Mellem said, that's the crazy part about this. He continued. We've gotten very little information, even yesterday. On that call with the White House, literally, mayors were told, you guys are seeing things. There's no credibility to this. We have one mayor, like I said, had drones over his house. I mean, we're no longer going to stand for not hearing the truth. I mean, our state government is failing us. They're not getting the answers from the federal government. And even though yesterday, they told us that there's nothing to see here. Today, there's a top secret briefing going on in Congress. What are they being told that we weren't told yesterday? Mellem also noted that even Trump stated during his Monday press conference that President Biden and the government know what is going on. Watch. I want them to be clear with us. I want transparency. I want them to say these are our assets. There's no need to concern about what's flying. The question should no longer be who's flying these drones or who owns them. It should be what they're looking for. Tell us they're ours. Tell us that they're protecting us and tell us what the threat is, he added.